This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, just catching up on some of the NFL stuff going on around the league and all the different teams.
And it's Boomer and Geo coming to you live in Bill Ford Tough Studio.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
You know, just looks like finally they could a little bit of sigh of relief in Chicago with Caleb Williams. Looks like he played reasonably well, but man, I'll tell you what. You know how there's this one group of these guys on Instagram that just absolutely cannot stand Angel Reese.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like they just
yeah.
kill. They mm-hmm. just kill her over and over and over. It's
sure.
just nonstop. There's a whole group of guys out there that are doing that to Caleb Williams as well.
Oh, of course, I've seen it. And it, well, he did that weird thing. Was that really him that was on like that art gallery or something? Did some weird thing?
Yeah, I don't know if that's weird or not.
No, it was weird. I mean, he came out in his boxer shorts and like laid in some sort of metal structure. You showed that to me. I'm like, is that really him? Was it really him?
Yeah, I just, you know, I think there's somewhat of a relief, I would think, for Ben Johnson, their new head coach out there, the former offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. They built up a lot of players around this kid, and they got their whole, you know, I could say this about every team, but the whole thing is built around him to try somehow, some way, to get him engaged in a much more leadership type role, which... Like, to me, when I look at Jackson Dart, just for example, I see a budding leader there.
Yeah, you're not seeing that with Caleb Williams?
I don't necessarily know that I feel that way. I mean, I felt like coming out of college, he was going to be the undisputed number one overall pick. That happened. You never know how a guy is going to fit into a certain system. And I have to say, up until this past game, there were still a lot of people questioning as to whether or not he could be a legitimate NFL quarterback. And I still think that there are people out there that feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly, as a fan of a team in the NFC North, I'm concerned about what they're doing over there. I also was concerned when the Lions drafted Joey Harrington and Charles Rogers. So I'm not sure exactly how it's going to pan out. But I think that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and that team and what they could be is a little bit scary. I think that certainly the Lions are going to be on the way down this year. There's no two ways about it. They've lost so much from their coaching staff. They're not going to be as good as they were last year. I have no idea how J.J. McCarthy's going to play. Obviously, that's the biggest thing with the Vikings. They've got a really solid roster everywhere, but if he stinks, he stinks, and the team's not going to go anywhere. I mean, the Packers are always solid, but the Bears have an opportunity to be one of those, you know, worst to first teams this year.
Yeah, I mean, especially with all the additions and whether or not Ben Johnson can unlock the future of Caleb Williams to the point where he can become one of the top quarterbacks in the league. I don't think he's in the top half right now. I think he's still in the midst of learning, and he's also learning another system. You know, year two, it's got to be a little bit confounding for him, but, you know, it's just They should be all right. By the way, did you see what the Lions players or a number of players said about their joint practices with the Miami Dolphins?
I did not.
Yeah, the Lions players are like, that team ain't ready.
Really?
Oh. I mean, you know, and the guy that's getting skewered right now in the preseason anyway is Mike McDaniel. And whether or not, you know, he's holding players accountable or if there's a, you know, respect issue there. It's unfortunate because it's the perception of what the team has been. And then when you hear about the Jalen Ramsey trade for Micah Fitzpatrick and why that trade was made and how, like, it seemed like Jalen Ramsey was running roughshod right over Mike McDaniel. That's not a good sign for him.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like he's getting trucked by the big personalities that are there. I mean, they, you know, Christian Wilkins left and then weird stuff happened with him in Vegas, but he was another big personality. The Jalen Ramsey thing got ugly, certainly. So, yeah, I mean, it's a, it was cute there in the beginning with Mike McDaniel, and Tua was an MVP candidate and they were winning, and then they got a ton of injuries on defense. Tyreek Hill is another one who's been popping off and saying a bunch of crap. It just doesn't seem like it's an environment there that is one that respects the coach.
Yeah, and I feel like he's the proverbial one on thin ice right now. And the other thing, too, did you hear your head coach mic'd up during his preseason game?
I did. I heard some of that stuff.
I loved it.
I've seen it. I've seen him mic'd up before, and it was some similar stuff there. I think he's great. I mean, it's one of the main reasons why I started believing in him is actually hearing some of that audio with NFL Films over the last couple of years. He's as sharp as they come.
He's got some Kyle Shanahan in him, it seems like.
Yeah. And he's a coddle guy, but has an edge.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because they had him right in the middle of a play, and he saw that there was a formation problem that his offense was running, and he dropped the F-bomb right in the middle of it, knowing that the play was going to be called back because he saw it. And that tells me that's a guy that is so locked in. This is a preseason game. He's mic'd up. He's trying to get his young quarterbacks, you know, to run a play. And, you know, and there's nothing that drives coaches more crazy than the unforced error. The mental error, the mental mistake. An offensive lineman jumps offside, you know, so a wide receiver misaligns for some stupid reason. They break the huddle with 10 seconds left to go on the play clock, and they got to get a guy in motion or they got to shift. And that's the kind of stuff that drives coaches crazy.
Yeah. I mean, this is the perfect example of you better be right when you draft a quarterback, because there's a window for the Vikings right now with Justin Jefferson and the offense that they have, and they built up their offensive line, and their defense is pretty solid, and Brian Flores has done an amazing job as a defensive coordinator there. Everything is in place. I mean, they won a ton of games last year. Everything is in place. But the big unknown, the guy you drafted number 10 overall, J.J. McCarthy.
So this would be the perfect scenario for the New York Giants. Russell Wilson comes in, plays well, somehow, according to Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski, the Giants say win 10 games. You know, they both believe that they're going to be over 8 wins.
Yeah.
Because they believe in the coach. I think we believe in the coach, too. And I think finally the coach and the general manager have their players. I think this team is going to be so much more competitive. And like I said, Russell will keep them close in games. But let's say they do that and Russell does play all this year and plays well, but just, you know, that's it. Next year, it's Jackson Dart's year. That would be exactly what Minnesota is doing right now with J.J. McCarthy by letting Sam Darnold go to Seattle.
Yeah, it is. Now, they won 14 games last year, Minnesota. It would be insane if the Giants won 14 games this year. But, yes, that would be the exact scenario that you want. And, I mean, maybe the best thing that ever happened to J.J. McCarthy was getting hurt and sitting out an entire year and letting Sam do what he was doing, and he could sit there and watch. But we'll see. I don't have a ton of faith in J.J. McCarthy, but I do have a lot of faith in the coach, and that means a ton. You know, you find yourself in that right situation, talk about it all the time, how a quarterback can get drafted into the worst situation, it ruins his career, can get drafted into the best situation, and all of a sudden he's a guy that's in their ring of honor.
Well, you know, you think about the Giants, and you talk about your Vikings, about having some of the best players at their respective position. I could say the same thing about the Giants. You know, they could have one of the best defensive lines in football. Hopefully, Andrew Thomas is going to be ready to go week one against the Washington Commanders with his Liz Frank injury, and he's still on the PUP list, but they think that he's going to be able to play. Hopefully, Malik Nabers is going to be healthy. Bobby Okereke still looks like he's going to be the leading man on defense. I mean, they should be better, and they should be so much more competitive. So I can understand why both Gronk and Julian felt that way.
Let's go to our buddy Chris in Smithtown. Wants to talk some Jets. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you?
Good, man. What's up this morning?
Good. I just was thinking, if Jackson Dart ends up being the second string for the Giants, do you think that they maybe shop Jameis Winston, and do the Jets make a move there? Because Tyrod Taylor had this surgery recently, and I don't know if he's even going to be ready for the time to start of the season. So I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Listen, there'd be worse options in my mind if the Giants decided to move on from Jameis Winston for the Jets to have as a in that quarterback room. I like Jameis a lot. He's not someone who's going to bring you to the playoffs. He's someone, obviously, is going to give you a couple exciting games and maybe keep you in a race for a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, as far as backup quarterbacks go, if the Giants aren't interested and the Jets want to upgrade, then sure, that would be a great name to put in there.
I truly wonder how concerned the Jets are with Justin Fields. You know, he has not been great in practice. Looked very shaky against the Giants. They have to be sitting there going, wow, we're going to really have to work through this. And there are very few teams in this league that end up running more than they throw.
Yes.
And the Jets will be one of them. I'll tell you who else, the Saints may have a worse offense than the Jets.
Yeah, that's saying something. All right, Boomer and Gio.
It all comes down to whether or not that quarterback can go through the progressions and read the offense. Looks like to me there's some hesitation and accuracy problems with Justin Fields at the moment. Maybe the more he plays, the more comfortable he'll get and the better he'll be. But I would think that there's got to be genuine concern about what's going on over there offensively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The Boomer and Geo Podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo is back with us. What you going to get preferential treatment today at this golf tournament? You're going to be like 1B playing behind us, or we'll be on 1A.
Preferential
treatment? Yeah, we get preferential treatment. You know, we get 1A, and we'll get the...
Come on.
You know, we actually have a GPS on our cart, so the cart girl will find us at all times, because Boomer had many complaints about the cart girl last year, so... There will be an Apple AirTag on our car.
Oh, well, listen, she should worry about us today because, you know, I started my cleanse today.
So you made them go through the trouble of putting the AirTag on the cart, and now you're not even going to have anything.
I'm not having anything, no.
Wow.
How recent was this complaint?
It was last year.
Oh, okay.
I don't even remember making this complaint.
Okay, okay. Oh, I thought this was like a reason to listen. This year, make sure
something I brought to the
car girl.
Did I bring it? I did?
Yes, and you were screaming on the course. Then the next day you talked about it. It became a whole big thing at this country club, so much so that this year...
They're prepared and you're not.
Right.
Typical.
Well, maybe subconsciously I started this today just because of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are we doing? Is this chroma we're doing right now?
Yeah, chroma, yeah.
All right.
Chroma?
Yeah.
What does that entail?
It's just a 5-day, you know, kind of cleanse.
No, I understand.
And my daughter turned me on to it.
Well, she turned you on to the bone broth, too.
So yeah, she did, too. Yeah, she turned me on a lot.
What is different about this?
Well, it's a little more food. It's a little bit more substantial.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like I just had my super porridge. I just had that.
Super porridge?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Pop a bear over here.
Come on, man. I'm telling you. It works. I got Frank Reich hooked on it. He lost like 30 pounds. Well, I don't think 30. I think more like 15 or 16.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good for him.
Yeah, all of us four ex-fat quarterbacks got together and said, oh, damn, got to do something about this.
Right, and then proceeded to eat and drink and have a great weekend.
But that's the thing about it is when you're with each other and you're eating and drinking and playing golf, now you got to calm it down.
At some point, you got to chill.
Yeah, and I had this week penciled in for that.
I thought that week would be like the after Labor Day. You know, it's September 2nd.
No, I got to have some energy.
Yeah, well, you used to do it like when you were a couple weeks out of football with the NFL Today. You used to start doing that.
The food over there was ridiculous.
Yeah, like 3 weeks, 4 weeks before you'd mix in a fast there.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that you could get back into those
suits.
Victor Talbot suits.
Exactly.
You know? All right, CeeLo, let's hear it, man.
All right, sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball, trademarks used with permission. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mets did take the rubber game for the Mariners last night, 7-3. Little League Classic in Williamsport. You had the big Mark Vientos home run. Another multi-hit game for Francisco Lindor. Francisco Alvarez, 3 hits, though he suffered a thumb injury. He's going for an MRI today here in New York ahead of a Mets Nationals start of the series tomorrow night in D.C. Now, Commissioner Rob Manfred on the ESPN broadcast last night basically says get ready for realignment and the end of the American and National Leagues as we know them.
I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing.
We're talking about teams
we can save
in the West,
a lot,
teams in the East.
We can save a lot of money on travel.
Yeah, that too.
Hey, you forgot to say that, I guess.
Right. Well, he's
I don't foresee the Mets and the Yankees in the same division.
That's what Evan's saying.
Howie
he's
Rose
a guarantee.
And Howie as well. On,
really?
Yeah.
That's what they're all saying.
Sure, sooner rather than later. I don't like it, but apparently we're just going to have to get used to
it. So it would be like the Metro Division in hockey.
Something like that, yeah. And their playoff format would be something similar. And his point was like, you know, this way we don't get like an Angels-Red Sox first-round series where, you know, if it's a late start on the West Coast, you're taking the East Coast
people
out of it.
Well, that makes sense to me.
So that's where they're looking to make
it geographical. So basically, forget American League and National League. It would be East and West?
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know
what they call the divisions.
Let's
see, the Babe Ruth division, the Hank Aaron division.
Great.
What would you call it?
I don't know.
This will all be part of the upcoming collective bargaining talks that I'm sure.
Barry Bonds division, the Roger Clemens division.
Right, exactly.
Sammy Sosa
division.
Yeah, great.
We want to eliminate travel.
God, when he talks with that upstate accent, drives
it's got to be a Nolan Ryan division, right?
Thinking geographical with the travel. It's things we've looked at. But we continue to look at things like travel.
Well, let's say
they're going to have a lockout probably for the first, you know.
So how many games did the Mets and Yankees end up playing?
I mean, he didn't break down the structure of the games, but I mean, they're looking to keep it, keep the travel less. So, you know,
you get at Boston. Let's see.
I hooked him. I didn't mean to. I thought it was going to be quick and we'd move on, but he's into it now. All right.
Travel.
You want to talk about accents?
You know what? I like it.
Here we go.
Do
accents.
You? Yeah, why not?
You good?
All right.
All right. Off of Friday night's debacle, that being the Met loss where they scored 9 runs, Joe Beningo was in a mood with his Saturday morning show. He found a caller to vent with. This is a young man I think you guys have heard from before. You'll know the caller name.
888-808-1019. To the phones we go. Ross in Bergen County to start us off. Hi, Ross.
Joe, what's up, man? I hope you're doing all right with the gout and everything.
Yeah, the gout, I'm over the gout, but I'm not over my baseball team. I am so damn disgusted this morning with this team, I can't tell you.
All right, so they would bond over that. They start spitballing about the Mets, you know, issues, flaws. They're in agreement on a lot of it. Other aspects, not so much. Next thing you know, the entire segment's, it's gone. 13 minutes later. And Ross is basically co-hosting with Joe, who finally had to shut him down.
Right. He could use the body, no doubt, but the production wasn't there. You know,
Ross, I got to stop you. I gave you a lot of time. We got to go because I got to break.
Thank you so much, man.
All right, no. Ross, hang in there, bro. All right, hang in there.
Only thing missing was all the love. 13-minute phone call.
Hang in there?
Yeah.
Was something wrong with him now, too?
Yeah, the Mets.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yes.
Oh. I thought he had some sort of ailment as well.
13 minutes. 13 they went back.
13 minutes?
Yeah, 13-minute phone call.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
That's got to be some kind of record.
I mean, Ross, I think, fashions himself as a, you know, future member of the business. So he's into it. So they, you know, they basically did a whole segment together.
Ross, I got to let you go. I got to do a break here.
Yeah, right.
He always loves telling you exactly what the rest of the show would be set up with.
Yeah, right.
We'll take a break. You'll hear commercials. We'll come back. We'll do a say. We'll talk about this. Then we'll have an update. Then we'll come back again. Then you hear some more commercials. And then at 12 o'clock, we'll have Sweeney Murdy on. Yeah, anyway.
All right. Yankees complete the sweep of the Cardinals, 8-4, 4 runs top of the ninth. Luke Weaver goes 5 outs for the win. Yanks are off today. They visit the Rays for 2 in Tampa beginning tomorrow. Now, we talked about Giancarlo Stanton early on. He did pinch hit Sunday. He walked after not playing Friday and Saturday. Apparently some soreness from being in the field the last, you know, week or so with Aaron Judge DHing, or maybe something more, which you guys felt this morning. Former Yank Clint Frazier setting the table here on his podcast.
Here's the other thing with the Yankees that is kind of fascinating, because I've never understood why they do this. They drag out injuries where they don't tell you what's really going on. They drag them out.
Now, we've certainly seen that in recent years where that's been the case, where they'll downplay it and then it turns out to be something more. And he said even more so with the star players like a Stanton. There'll be more mystery about that, at least publicly. So specifically with Stanton right now, he's got his antenna up.
Boone's saying that Stanton's having a hard time recovering after 3 straight days in right field, and he's been on the bench for 2 straight days. That to me sounds like something happened, and it's a soft tissue injury probably.
There you go with that soft tissue. So hopefully not the case. He did get into the game Sunday, but
maybe it's elbows.
The tennis elbow's back.
Yeah.
Double tennis elbow for him. Never know.
I mean, he actually had to throw the ball.
It's true. But he was talking that.
Imagine a baseball player having to throw the ball.
He even was talking that while you guys were gone about, like, you know, I really enjoyed being out there and, like, picking out a glove in the stands and trying to throw it so that they didn't have to move their glove. Like, he was into it.
Yeah, it's good.
And he was swinging the bat well.
I wish he would play more.
Well.
General soreness.
Struggle for him. All right. You referenced this as well. Edelman and Gronk on the Dudes on Dudes podcast.
Dudes on Dudes.
So this was Edelman placing the call to Brian Daboll ahead of the Giants' upcoming season.
I
here.
Thought Nathan Lane hosted that one.
Dudes on Dudes. Anyway, it's Gio Lane's back in his chair.
I just talked to Daboll. I just called him. Yeah. He goes, "What do you?" Just talked to Daboll. I just called him. He goes, "What do you need?" I go, "I don't need anything. I just want to see how you're doing." He's just excited for the season. The same guy always, and that's like a strength right there. Giving the running back away, he goes, wins the Super Bowl, this, that, you know what I mean? There's been a lot of stuff for him, and you would never know, and that's just the kind of coach he is.
All right, so first of all, those little sounds is because they chopped up the stuff from the podcast.
Yeah,
I didn't
put
that in
there. Full sentence together.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Come on.
So like you said, Dable's, you know, one of their guys from Patriot Land back in the day, so they're maybe not the most, you know, neutral observers when it comes to him, but here was the over-under conversation between the two of them as far as Giants win total for the upcoming season.
What's the over-under wins this year for the New York Giants?
Before I hear Vegas, I would say 8.5.
I was going to say 8.
Vegas has 5.5? Oh, I'm taking over all day.
I'm going over.
So they both like the over. There you go.
All right. I mean, have they looked at the schedule?
Probably not. No.
I mean, you know, that's one of the reasons why the Giants are where they are, plus another new quarterback. So I think they're going to go over, but I wouldn't be like, you know, screaming 8.5 or 9.5. We never.
No.
Even with all the changes, I mean, it takes time for a team to, you know, gel.
If they win 9 games, that's a miracle in my eyes. If they win 9.
They're going to be more competitive, though. That you can tell.
I mean, if it's a winning season for the Giants this
year.
That'd
be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it really would.
You never know. I mean, like, you know, could Jaden Daniels fall into CJ Stroud trap? Who knows?
Yeah.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Is the Micah Parsons situation with the Cowboys going to rectify itself?
Also a good question. A little Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles. We're going to spin
no,
that
there's no
too.
Hangover no there. Hangover they'll be there. Fine.
Okay. All right, very good. You know who also is fine? Scottie Scheffler. He wins again BMW Championship, the chip in on 17, as he overcomes Robert McIntyre, who was left feeling a little frustrated after his round and not winning.
Look, he's a better player on the day. Yeah, I'm just really pissed off right now.
What do you see as kind of improvements you feel like you need to make? I mean,
right now, not a clue. Right now, I want to go and smash up my golf clubs, to be honest with you.
It's a familiar
feeling.
It's
not the golf clubs, dude. It's you.
Wow. Okay.
It's not.
I mean, he's had an excellent season.
That's
it's
what
not
I'm
like
saying.
He finished dead last or anything.
But he wasn't
like that.
Blaming his clubs. He was frustrated.
Right. Frustrated, exactly. Yeah. Similar for Xander Schauffele.
He doesn't have a club sponsorship. Yeah. Sure, he does.
I didn't take it like that.
I went Gio 100%. He's not blaming the clubs. It's just what you do. You're frustrated. You know, you slam a club here or there, right?
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele will miss the Tour Championship for the first time. Here he was assessing his performance afterwards.
I mean, everyone out here is trying really hard, you know? There's nothing worse than trying your hardest and playing like ass. So it's the worst combo. And, you know, some of us do it, some of us don't. But been a while since I have. And I did it for a few weeks now, and it sucked.
And so
I mean, that's a hard point to argue. I mean, there's nothing worse than trying your hardest and then playing like ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, well.
And there's one of your Ryder Cup guys.
Yes.
But I mean, he's got to be on the team.
He will be on the team, which led to the question, all right, so you're not going to play in the Tour Championship. You got some time off. How do you, you know, how are you going to reset?
What does a reset look like for you personally?
It's not golfing. Pretty simple, yeah. Not golfing. Try not to think about golf. Hang out at home with my wife and my dogs, and don't even look at the clubs.
See, one guy's, you know, slamming his clubs, the other's not going to look at the clubs. You got to get away from it sometimes. It's the way it is. We don't have time, but you had Ben Griffin, who had a terrible start yesterday, four putted from like 4 feet, and revealed afterwards he took too much creatine on the tee.
Yeah, he overdosed on creatine.
Like, I had a snowball of creatine, and I swallowed too much, and I was freaking out. I didn't know what to do. I'm shaking.
He missed like
a shooting under par.
Well, he ended up, yeah, but he initially started by missing a 5-foot putt, knocking it 4 feet past.
Yeah.
Then missing that putt coming back.
Yeah.
And he had the shakes.
Yes, he did. But he rallied. Good. He got it together. He choked some
water. I didn't
know
everybody was doing creatine again. I guess that's a thing. It's everywhere.
That was an inch, and he was like very casual about the explanation. I've never overdosed on creatine before. Whoa, okay. Very good. Good for you. All right, let's get to moment of the day. As you told the story of the cognitively impaired New Jersey senior who died trying to meet a flirtatious AI chatbot that he believed was a real woman living in the Big Apple. So a caller responded with a different spin on the story, and then as Boomer wrapped up his thoughts on the whole situation, we'll just say that Eddie's creativity was once again on full display.
Bill in Rockland, what's going on, Bill?
Gio, yeah. Boomer, love you guys. Listen, Gio, I think you got the wrong take on this, man. I think Wong Fu Pongdu died what he loved doing. He was chasing tail. This is not a tragedy. This is just someone passing away doing what their favorite thing in life was.
You know, Bill, it's just, I didn't look at it that way.
It's a different perspective for sure.
I mean, if he didn't have the cognitive decline, I may tend to agree with you a little bit more.
It's unfortunate, and it's something that we're all going to have to deal with as AI life moves on here.
Yeah.
Buckle up, as they say.
Hey, Boomer, you're sexy. How about we get together? I've got some barnacles you can scrape off.
Eddie, that was great.
Hopefully you're not falling for anything like that anytime soon.
No.
We know you're not cognitively impaired just yet.
Hopefully it
never comes to that, you know? Watch out for those barnacles.
Yes. Okay? Oh, yeah.
Man, the way that you set up that clip, did you hear yourself? Gio, you told the story about the cognitively impaired man who died in a parking lot in New Jersey after I was like, geez, you ran right through that thing.
That's what, you know what I did to make sure I didn't screw it up? Yeah. I literally copy and pasted from the New York Post first, the lead paragraph. So there you go.
I mean, that was like you were reading. That was like a newscaster right there. Wow. That was very, very good.
You can thank the Post for that.
Okay. All right. nice work, CeeLo. We'll see you a little bit later today.
A couple hours, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So earlier I was talking to you about a guy from Sayville, where I live, that ran into Chris Lopresti, actually sat directly next to Chris Lopresti at the Mets-Mariners game on Friday night, just a complete coincidence. And the man is a stocky, muscular man who stands about 5'5", 5'6". I would say he's got to be 230 to 260 pounds, somewhere in there. Very muscular.
Stumpy.
Yeah, stumpy. A bit stumpy. And that there is a kid, AJ, who works in the kitchen at one of the restaurants, who's a high school wrestler. And I once had this idea. I was like, I bet you that this kid, AJ, who's 120 pounds and 17 years old, could get down this guy, Sean, within 60 seconds, just get him on his back. Just get him to the ground. Doesn't have to pin him. Just get him to the ground. Nobody believes me but me. I'm the only person. I stand on his island.
What about AJ, the kid?
He thinks he could do it, but that doesn't count.
Okay.
Well, Every other independent observer around this thing doesn't. So I wanted to quickly, because I want to make this happen at some point, maybe charge like $20. We'll donate to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Probably don't want that because of legality. Someone gets hurt, but whatever. Maybe
they'll sign a waiver and we'll do it at Madison Square Garden for free.
No. I think it's just be a Sayville thing. Okay. I don't think anybody. But I got two good pictures of the folks here, so you could take a look.
All right.
And tell me what you think. So I sent it over to Stephen Waldron over at CBS Sports.
So the kid looks like a real wrestler.
Yeah.
That's what I remember the kids at East Islip looking like when they were wrestlers.
Yeah. So he's they're roughly around the same height, but one's 120 pounds and 17. The other guy's like 200.
All right, so I was like, I got to ask you, is Shawnee like a fireman? Is he an HVAC guy? Is he a plumber? What is
I don't know. I actually don't know his entire history.
Construction.
To be honest with you. But I mean, you could see he's got the big man hands and he's got the muscles going on and everything else.
Now you're asking a lot of that kid, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? Sean is going to put it into, like, South Shore, Long Island meathead mode.
This kid's South Shore, too.
Yeah, but this kid, he's refined. You can see that.
He's not. I don't know how refined.
He's refined.
So quick. He'll just ankle pick him and bang right on his ass.
I don't know, man.
You don't.
It's just that Sean looks so thick.
He is thick.
And he looks like he's in pretty decent shape.
Yeah, no, he is. Yeah, absolutely. But he's stiff. You know, he walks in stiff when you see him. He's very stiff.
Right.
I told you what he can't.
Can he lift his arms over his, can he lift his arms like I'm doing right now?
No.
Elbows over his
absolutely
shoulders?
Not. No, I mean, if he has to scratch the top of his head, he has to get a utensil of some sort.
All right, well, that's, so he's got rigidness.
Yeah.
He's a stumpy, rigid guy.
Like he stopped playing golf because he could not move.
Well, that's a different story.
Well, yeah.
But you know, I could see him doing something stupid, like kneeing this kid in the head.
No, you can't do that. That's not part of it.
What is part of it? Just to stay up for 60 seconds.
Yeah, just don't go to the ground.
Like you could just push him away. So this way, that kid should not be able to get hurt.
Right.
But that you also have to have a defined area in which they have to stay in.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Like a sumo pit.
Yes.
Or sumo pit.
Sumo pit, yes. Sumo pit. Yeah, sort of like that in a sumo pit.
Yeah.
Just stand in the middle and try to get it done.
All right, then I would say, how tall is Stumpy?
I would say he's probably 5'6".
I mean,
how tall is Stumpy?
Short little legs.
Yeah.
Looks like he's got if he's 5'6", it looks to me like he's got a long torso and stubby little legs.
Fair.
And you said he looks like a thigh with a face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a great matchup. I think it would be a great matchup. And I'm still taking the quick 17-year-old. Bang. Just like that. He wouldn't be able to. I mean, when he goes to reach for him, he'd already be on the ground.
So he can. So the 17-year-old could go on the ground.
He would
just have to, keep him away from.
You know how quick, I think. See, everybody that disagrees with me is all around my age or older.
I'm disagreeing with you. I understand. I just think that this is a high school kid versus a grown stump.
Well, we're going to make it happen. And to me, it's an even matchup. And then I think the kid's going to win. No one thinks that the kid's got a shot but me.
Where did Sean go to high school?
That I don't know either. It might have been Sayville, Connecticut. I don't know.
Has he done some time?
No, he's not done any time.
Okay.
He has not done any
time. Just want to make sure, that's all.
No, he's not done
time. And you have no idea. That guy is HVAC guy.
I actually don't know.
Serve pro guy.
I'm sure he's told me, but I don't remember.
Lumberyard guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably something. Maybe it could have been fireman. I'm not positive.
Fireman guy, yeah. He looks like it.
Yeah. No, you get a lot. That's what you got a lot of my town. You know, the blue-collar guys.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Blue-collar guys don't go down easy.
I'm not saying he's going to go down easy, but we're also talking about 17. This guy, you should see this guy deliver sandwiches. It's like bouncing through people. So quick.
Good sandwich delivery guy.
And you get down like this, you know, get the whole thing. Well, just boom. I think you forget how quick a 17-year-old can be. Yeah, I mean, when are you around 17-year-olds?
I know, and the one thing about wrestlers is that they are dedicated people.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I always talk about offensive linemen. You give me two offensive linemen. One was a world-class wrestler. The other one maybe played basketball or something. Give me the wrestler. Give me the wrestler 100% of the time.
Right. I feel like the wrestler
uses... If everything's equal,
right.
That's the difference.
I feel like the wrestler uses all of their body weight, too. You know, they find a way
to,
they're
dedicated.
Right. And then, the weight loss stuff and the, you know, cutting weight and all that, the craziness you had to do.
I mean, you know, you remember when we used to do wrestling in high school?
Yeah. Oh, man, I got my ass kicked once. This kid, Chris Filicetta was his name. he was like the best wrestler, and
how did you get stuck with him? It seems like every great athlete.
Well, I made people greater than they were.
Steamrolled you, or they wrestled you to the ground.
Well, I'm not the only one with these stories. There's other guys that have these stories.
Yeah, but it does explain a little bit about the way you are.
Okay,
got your ass kicked.
I did.
Kemba Johnson steamrolled.
Yeah, yeah. Kemba Johnson did in the Oklahoma drill. Yeah, knocked the wind out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Phillips said it twist me into a pretzel in about 10 seconds.
I mean, these memories you have in high school, boy.
I was out there trying, though.
I respect that.
I was trying to get up off the mat. Didn't lose every battle, but lots of them.
I totally respect that.
Kept going. Helmet back on. Singlet pulled off. Let's go. Can I have some more, sir? Let's go. That's why I could take all the crap from you all the time.
This is, this was the time for two-a-days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.